This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
After an unbelievably entertaining game at the Garden, Gordon and I have lots to do and a new region revealed. And we want you to be a part of it at 1-800-919-3776. Also via X, formerly Twitter, at Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY, 98_7FM, along with Harvey and Joe. Yeah, they're back together again. Until midnight on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how are you feeling tonight, my friend?
I'm feeling pretty good. The Ranger game threw me a little bit. So I'm watching the Rangers, and I'm watching Lakers-Milwaukee.
Okay.
And so I'm watching Rangers, and it's like, Rangers sluggish first quarter, first period, right? A little sluggish. And then it's like 2-1, and I'm like, okay, let me turn
right.
to the...
Okay. I get a feel for what kind of game this is. And then all of a sudden, the third period happened, and all hell broke loose.
And then it's like, it's a pinball machine.
Yeah.
Every time you turn around, it's this. But Gordon, he's so good. Let's enjoy this gentleman with the game winner.
Fox dangles the blue line. Leaves it back for Trocheck. Back to Fox. Fox rips a shot and scores! Adam Fox in overtime! And the Rangers win a wild game 6-5. 100 points. They clinch a playoff berth for the third consecutive year.
He's so good.
Scores!
It's good to see he has a healthy outlet for his rage. Like, that's Don's rage there, but he's channeling it into an art form. That's what you want?
That's rant like.
Right, like if he didn't have this outlet, that would just be 100% rage.
Tweet that, print that.
Right, that's the more likely avenue he'd be going down. But now he has this beautiful outlet. He does it so well.
He does a great job.
Boy's ass.
And what a great game. I mean, like, that's the kind of game I would think as a play-by-play guy. I mean, it's every kind of game wrapped up into one, right? You have
absolutely.
A scoreless first period. You get a little bit of action in the second. You get overtime. You get the wild third. You get overtime. You get a game winner. What more could you want?
With authority.
That's when you put on your highlight reel, Gordon. A game like that. That goes on your highlight reel. You know, just let people know. This is what I do. Oh, it was a great game.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers are might be our best hope right now, right?
They're a thing right now. They're playing well, you know. Now, listen, you might have some issues. How did you let Philly come back and forth like that? But you know, here's the bottom line: you win the game.
That's all that matters.
You can fix stuff in the. That's why you have video sessions tomorrow.
Right. This is not gymnastics where we go to the judges.
No, it's just
a win and a loss and a tie column.
That's it. But, man, if you were at the Garden for that one, woo!
You got your money's worth tonight. You made a good decision going to that one.
You did. Gordon, let's talk about some other top stories here on this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. Well, we were wondering if he was going to be watching opening day at home. Nah. Jordan Montgomery has finally found a home, Gordon, and it's not New York. Left-hander has agreed to a contract with the Arizona Diamondbacks. This according to John Heyman and Joel Sherman in the Post. Montgomery, who won the World Series with the Rangers last year, will get paid $25 million this season with a vesting option for a second year.
He's got to be furious that this is what it turned out to be. It never really felt like he was coming back to the Yankees, and I really felt like even when Blake Snell was available, he would have been the better fit for the Yankees because he gives you a safer floor. He might not reach the high ceiling that Blake Snell does when he's a Cy Young, a two-time Cy Young. But he would have been a guy that would have been able to kind of, you know what you're getting out of Jordan Montgomery. But it never seemed like that was a real possibility, and it turns out it's not. And the Diamondbacks, man, nice season last year and a heck of an offseason. So we'll see if they're making a return trip to October this year.
You know, it's funny, before J.D. Martinez, that was the conversation, right? We were talking as Met fans. It was like, well, you know what? You know, maybe you can make a run like the Diamondbacks. Well, you know, the Diamondbacks still looks like they're still going to be there.
Well, I mean, I also think that this is a mistake for the Mets. I think that Jordan Montgomery would have been a really good fit. Mm-hmm. And you take a look. I was talking about this on Saturday. That Met lineup, that's a legitimate lineup. You don't really have to do too much projecting to think that that could be a lineup that causes people problems, especially if Alvarez takes that step forward.
Yes.
The questions you have, much like the Yankees, are in the starting rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have been able to just simply go out there, and once you sign J.D. Martinez,
That's a win now kind of move. I know that's not really the focus. It's more about 2025 than 2024. But
right. Here
was a guy that was available for essentially a one-year contract that could have helped you boost your odds this year without breaking the bank. I think it was a missed opportunity for the Yankees, and it's really a missed opportunity for the Mets. The only thing I don't know is maybe Jordan Montgomery just does not like the New York experience, so both the Mets and Yankees were out on his end. But when you're accepting a one-year deal, I would think that you kind of have to revisit that no-fly list.
Yeah, I agree. So Arizona just made their road for a possible return to the postseason look a little better, just a little bit better. Gordon, the NFL amazes me. They're always in the news. And now we've got some more changes in the kickoff rule. Have you heard about this?
I have.
In case you haven't heard about it, I'll try to give you the Reader's Digest version, since I don't have my whiteboard and, you know, magic marker available. So the new modification calls for all players on the kicking team to line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line, while the receiving team lines 9 players up on its own 35. So 2 men will line up downfield as returners. The kicker will still kick from his own 35. The kickoff team defenders won't be permitted to move until the ball lands on the ground in the landing zone, which, Gordon, is inside the receiving team's 20-yard line. Now, if the ball lands short of the landing zone, the ball would be moved to the receiving team's 40-yard line just as if a kickoff sailed out of bounds. Touchbacks would call for the ball to be moved to the receiving team's 30-yard line. Now, if you can figure this out, there's a drawback to it. And one of them is, Gordon, the element of the surprise onside kick. Because now if a team wishes to attempt an onside kick in the fourth quarter, it will have to declare such intentions and teams will line up in the old formation and then kick off. Your thoughts?
Just what I wanted. More laborious rules and ins and outs, all things that they can throw flags for. Oh, the receiving team moved before the guy had the ball. All these stupid things. I actually don't mind the new rule that much.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, and I think that the NFL is smart to kind of figure out a way to bring kickoffs and the excitement of the kickoff back in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that this is it. It's just so hysterical to me that they will talk about doing this and doing that to improve the health and safety of their players. And meanwhile, they also do this. I think they announced it today. They're playing games on Christmas.
That's right.
Which is a Wednesday.
Yes.
And then the teams have to be ready for the they're basically on a short week, and then they got to play on the Wednesday. I mean, what a disaster. Stop it. You're not doing anything. You'll do things for self-safety and health as long as it doesn't impact your wallet.
Well, This is going to impact the wallet, Gordon. As you mentioned, not only are they going to play on Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday, it's going to be a doubleheader.
Of course.
On Christmas Day.
Of course.
All right. The first NFL game played on a Wednesday since 2020. You remember when COVID-19 forced the league to hold a matchup between the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens midweek. Now, the team scheduled to play this season's Christmas Day games will play the previous Saturday, Gordon, to allow for that 4-day recovery window. You know, we care about their health. We care about their health, so we want to give them an extra day.
It's almost like it's a challenge to see how much fans will put up with.
Yes.
It's almost, and you know what? This ain't it. This is not going to push our fans away.
Nope.
They're just going to keep doing things. So if it means that the Eagles are going to open up on a Friday night in Brazil, okay, fine, fans will... It's almost like it's a challenge to see how far can we push the fans until we finally break it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to scale things back. But in the meantime, we're going to grab every single nickel that we can.
Yep.
And create ways to create more nickels.
Yep. Oh, by the way, the NFL announced that Peacock will stream the Week 1 game, as you mentioned, in Sao Paulo, Brazil. We know the Eagles are already one of those teams. And Amazon Prime Video, which just completed its first season streaming Thursday Night Football, will air an NFL wildcard game this season. So get your streaming money ready.
Yep.
And this is, by the way, separate. If I am correct, Gordon, can I assume that this is separate from the League Pass that YouTube TV has?
I don't know. Here's the thing. We don't get to complain about it if at the end of the day we're going to buy it.
That's right.
If you're going to end up buying it, if you're going to end up signing up for Peacock to see the Eagles play whoever, you don't get to complain, oh, this is ridiculous. Don't buy it.
Nope. Very simple.
Until we as fans, I'm not saying join forces because I don't think that kind of works, but until we finally say to ourselves, you know what? I don't need to see every single game.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not an Eagles fan or whoever the Eagles will be playing in that game in Brazil, I don't know if the Dolphins are on their schedule. It probably will be. I mean, something that's completely that I would not want for my team to be. That would be it, like playing in Brazil on the first.
Mm.
Until they get those helmets that can pump in the oxygen, then they're going to be playing on the moon, Larry.
That's right. No question
about
it. Only a
matter of time. The moon is spending big bucks.
Oh, no doubt. And Amazon will be right there. First deliveries to the moon.
I bet him my wife will have something getting delivered there.
Anti-gravity box right there. Approval of Tom Brady's purchase into the Raiders is making progress, Gordon. Now, Commissioner Roger Goodell said, I wouldn't say it's a delay. We go through a very thorough process. We're just going through our process. We've been in touch with their side. Once again, still quoting the commissioner, I think it's been making progress. Last May, the Raiders reached an agreement with Brady to join the organization's ownership group, pending league approval, after he was rudely kicked out of Miami.
Right. Well, when you're getting elected to the Illuminati, it's a very stringent process, Larry. And as close as we know of the Illuminati, it is NFL owners. So it's a very detailed. This is not like a job interview where they ask you the questions or anything like that. You got to really. There's blood samples that have to change, DNA tests. We got to do a scan of your eyeball. It's a very intricate process.
And we also, with the way things are going, have to check out your betting slips for the past 6 months to a year.
Right. We have to take a look at your FanDuel. Can you sit down here and show us your FanDuel?
Yes, and who you bet it on and with whose money. Those are just some of the things we'll be chatting about inside this edition of ESPN New York Tonight here on 98.7 ESPN. Gordon, I'm very curious as we get close to the draft. I saw Mike Tannenbaum has released his general manager's draft.
Okay.
And so I want to get your thoughts on some of that. I know that Jordan Ronan was on with DiPietro and Rothenberg this morning, or Dan Grasso and Rick DiPietro. And
right.
He had an interesting comment about quarterbacking for the Giants. And I have a tease to pay off when we return that I did last night.
I'm looking forward to it. I was racking my brain after the show to think of what movie could Larry have seen lately that he just despised.
No, I'll explain next on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, the GOAT Madness bracket, our final region, Larry, only 16 spots remain. The final 16, a lot of potential GOATs sitting and listening on the edge of their seats, wondering if they're going to get a ticket to the GOAT Madness dance.
And I've been getting phone calls. I've been getting phone calls, Gordon. A lot of people are asking me. There's been an omission that people are wondering if that person will show up tonight. And as I said to them, I'll find out when you find out.
That's it. I like to keep it a surprise from Larry. I like an honest and legitimate reaction from Larry. I don't like to. I actually don't like to even let the people working on the show know, but they have to know because they have to compile the clips.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's Pele, and then they can't find one apparently. But 63 out of 64, they've done at least so far. We're expecting
they're
going
to
be okay tonight. Yeah,
done a good job. Done a good job. Before we get to the calls, Gordon, Jeanette and I decided that we were going to watch a movie this weekend.
Okay, yeah, give it to me.
And it was I was so frustrated and angry at the movie because Gordon, it got me. It took me down a road that I wasn't prepared to go down. Twice. It took me down a road I wasn't prepared to go down twice. Gordon, it was on Netflix. The name of the movie is On the Line.
On the Line. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
On the Line. It is a Mel Gibson vehicle.
Okay.
And you have to watch it. What attracted me to it is I'm always curious to see movies that involve the business we're in.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And in this movie, Mel Gibson is a talk show host.
Interesting.
On the radio talk show host.
Uh-huh.
And Gordon, it got me not once but twice. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say.
According to the little description on IMDb, it is a host takes a call where an unknown person threatens to kill the showman's entire family on air. To save loved ones, the radio host will have to play. I can't read the rest of it. Hold on. I didn't click on the link. That's my fault.
All right.
We'll have to play a survival game, and the only way to win is to find out the identity of the criminal. I don't want to let anybody, I don't want to give anything away. I haven't seen it. I heard, though, that the big reveal is it's Spike in St. Pete.
No.
No, it's not Spike.
No, it's not Spike.
Richard in Manhattan?
No.
It's not Richard.
No. Okay. Nor is it Lee in Manhattan who accused you that you might have
right,
been in
yeah,
this movie.
I'm knocking people off. Right, no. Come on.
So, Gordon, when you have a chance.
All right.
Check it out.
I'll take a look at it, sure.
And let me know what you think. Let me know what you think.
You know what? Let me ask you this. What is the running time of the movie?
It's just short of 2 hours.
That's a walk in the park. I feel like every movie now, nobody edits movies anymore.
No.
Everything's 3 hours, 2.5 hours, 2:45. I watched, what was the name of it? I got to think of the name of it. It was nominated for an Academy Award. Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay.
It's a foreign film.
Yeah.
Very well done.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you're like, all right, can we...
It's over. Can we
kind of get to the... Do we have to have every scene? Do we edit anything out of it? 2.5 hours. I went to see Dune. I told you. I go see Dune 2. I'm Googling in the movie, when can I pee so I don't miss anything here?
It's crazy.
And it's like I'm doing a bank heist in the bathroom because I got to get back in time. I don't know how they tell you, okay, you can go now, but they don't tell you how long you can go for. Don't dawdle. You know, don't put your hands under that hand blower for too long.
You better rush back.
Just wipe them on your pants. You'll be fine.
Sorry, there's trees that are going to die because I got to see what's going on with this movie. So I got to use the hand towels.
Like the diseases that are not blowing through that thing. Hey, let's put a contraption in the bathroom with the biggest stinks and smells in the world that just blows the air around the room. I'm sure that'll be good for us.
Lukewarm air. Not even hot air. Lukewarm air where you're standing there forever.
Can we have a piece of paper towel for the love of Pete? Can we have a piece of paper towel?
It would be nice.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be nice. But, Gordon, you're right. Movies are like, I feel like I'm going back in the 80s and I'm waiting for you remember the 12-inch long play versions of your favorite song that you could get?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going the other, and just
the extended
instrumentals
play.
And they add this and they remixed it. That's what movies are now. They're extended versions of, and you know what? You're better off cutting it short.
And look, if you're Godfather, fine.
That's different.
Right. But you got to be Godfather. You can't be, it shouldn't be every single movie is through.
Yeah.
And that Dune, what a ripoff that is. It's really just one movie. Dune 1 and Dune 2, even though it's 6 hours a movie, it's one movie. They just take the end of Dune 1, they just are like, okay, that's the end of this story. Like, wait a second, you just left us in the middle. You didn't resolve anything. And then now you got to go see Dune 2.
Of course you do.
And then I haven't even greenlit Dune 3. I don't even know if I'll be alive by the time Dune 3. Yeah. How long does it take to put that together?
It's already done.
No, they haven't done anything yet. They haven't greenlit. They don't have a script.
Wow. Oh, no, you got a while.
Right. What are we talking, 2027?
Maybe.
The chances I remember what happened in Dune 1 and Dune 2?
Well, they'll release them all on Max.
Right, so I got to watch them 6 hours. All right, yeah, that was what happened, right? The sand people came
out,
right?
There you go. You got it. That's how we
big
roll.
Big sandworm, right? Got it.
Yeah, that's how we roll with it. Yep. That's how you do it. You put on, you know, you put that. That'll be on home. You can see at home. And then, of course, then you don't have to go to the movie. You can rent.
No, they'll beam it right to your head. Yep. By 2027, we'll have something just implanted in the base of our spine. And you pay $9.99 a month, but they'll all the latest movies will be zipped right in there.
Right there.
Right to your spine.
Just hit your head,
mm-hmm.
And there it is. There it is. Hey, let's talk to Mogo in Rockland. Mogo, you're up first on ESPN New York tonight.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
How we doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're good. What you got?
Yeah, I want to know what you guys take on the Rangers this year. You know, they've been playing great. I just want to know, you think they can make it all the way?
Well, Mogo, I'll speak for me. I know Gordon is an avid NHL Ranger watcher.
Oh, avid, yeah.
I've seen some of their games. I'm just going to tell you what everybody else says. If they can be consistent 5-on-5, they got the penalty down. Special teams is great. They're good with that. If they can get some more consistency 5-on-5, and if Shesterkin can play the way we know Shesterkin can play, they have a chance.
See, so I don't like – this is what I don't like, and I don't know nothing. I don't know anything about hockey. I don't really watch it. I watch it in the playoffs. I don't watch regular season hockey outside the random game. I watch tonight's game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like having the most points. Yeah. It feels like to me every year the team that has the most – like the Bruins last year had this – oh, this incredible – how could anybody beat the Bruins?
Yeah.
And they were out before you could blink your eyes. So I don't like being – I don't like being the best team going in because there's no greater discrepancy between regular season hockey and postseason hockey. There's no other sport has that great a discrepancy between the regular season and the postseason.
It's a different world.
Different world.
Totally different. And the other part of it is you could be playing all night. We got.
We don't know when it's
playing
gonna
all night.
Sometimes it doesn't feel like it's ever going to end.
That's right. We're not doing any shootouts. We're not doing any of that nonsense. We are playing until somebody scores a goal. So,
but look, I like the Rangers' chances a whole lot better than those terrible Devils. They're done, right? They're out of it. The Devils.
Yeah, they're struggling.
New Jersey Devils. Anybody's rooting for them.
And the Islanders are struggling too. So it looks like from a hockey standpoint,
we don't know
locally,
any Islander fans, but I know a Devils fan.
Yeah.
He's cooking right now. They stink.
Yeah. And he will. And the fact that he's not arguing with you tells you what you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does.